Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting third. The DH, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jerry Uchter. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting seventh. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dennis Lamp. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wilson. Bernazard reaches second base with a double. Law goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Bernazard scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Squires moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uchter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball, foul, down the left field line, foul. Kittle chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Kittle. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Kittle moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher misplays the ball. That's an error on Fletcher. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive towards third. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luzinski takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kittle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Luzinski moves to third. Kittle moves to second. Dave Roseman now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Luzinski scores. Kittle moves to third. Squires moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fletcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Fletcher reaches second base with a double. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law bunts towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Fletcher moves to third. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fletcher tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Rosma covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law juggles the ball. That's an error on Law. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fletcher fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kittle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Koontz now playing left field. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Leach hits a fly ball into left field. Kuntz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob James now pitching. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Law moves to second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Law strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamp covering, for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Herndon hits a line drive towards short. Fletcher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.